Young Church. Good to have you all here today. Just want to thank Josh. We haven't done this in a while. All those that are involved in the music, Sundays, Sunday nights, Wednesday nights, let's give them all a round of applause. The song service, I hope goes very well with our message today. Josh, I think maybe the messages in song are better than my message, so that's not surprising. But anyway, because we're going to be talking about why do we teach what we do, and it's going to go exactly along with JB's Sunday school class this morning, is healing from hurt, healing from hurt. And so what the Bible teaches about that, and what the Bible shares with that. And so as we know, well, I hope we know, that the Bible offers us several passages concerning hope, facing hurt, the promise of healing, and even restoration. Some of the passages from Psalms, from Jeremiah, from Isaiah, they all speak of God's ability to heal broken hearts and to mend wounds. So, if you're here this morning and you've never been hurt in your life, you can go ahead and leave. Okay? But I think it's something that we've all been involved in. Either have been hurt, or you've hurt somebody, probably both. I heard a phrase many years ago from a guy on the radio. And when you look into the issues, I think it's really true. And he said this, hurt people hurt people. And so, the best way for us to get over hurting people is to not be hurting ourselves. And so we have to heal from that. We have to heal from that. And hope that we'll give just some little bit of help today through this message. But I heard a story about this guy, and some of us may sympathize with him. But he received a call from his wife. She was overseas on a business trip. She was in Europe. And she calls back home and she's like, how's my cat? And this is one of those stories where the truth hurts. Okay? She says, how's my cat? He says, dead. She says, oh, honey. She says, I appreciate it if you wouldn't be so honest. Why didn't you just break the news to me slowly? Now you've ruined my trip. He says, well, what do you mean? She says, well, you could have told me your cat, well, he's up on the roof. And then when I called you from Paris, you could have told me, well, you know, he's just not been acting right. He's been acting kind of sluggish. And then when I called from London, you would have been able to say, you know, I think he's sick. And then when I called home from New York, you could have said, well, you know, I think I'm going to have to take him to the vet. And then when I arrived home, you could have said, you know, honey, your wife, your cat, you didn't make it. You could have broke it to me slowly through time and not have to be so blunt. He says, okay, I'll try to do better next time. His wife says, oh, by the way, how's mom doing? He says, your mom's up on the roof. We all hurt in different ways. We hurt because we live in a fallen world. We hurt, and so many times we feel that God doesn't care. How do I know that? Because it could be a weather tragedy, such as a tornado, snowstorm, any sort of a devastation, hurricane, and it wipes out towns, and it wipes out villages, and it wipes out entire communities, and we ask, why God? Why would God allow that? COVID comes along. Why would God allow that? What God wants for us to learn from these things and put our faith and our trust in Him. And yes, God allows these things to happen sometimes so that we do a little reevaluating in our own life. But the bad things come to us, and then this is where we really get wrong. There's nothing wrong to ask why God allows this. But it is wrong to blame God for those things. Because all the bad things, all the hurtful things, all the wicked things, anything that we can think of in the world is not here because of God. It's actually here because of Satan and man's sin. But God offers us healing for that. Now, again, His healing may not always come in the forms that we think it should. Our form or our ideas, many times when we're hurt, especially emotionally or mentally, not that we don't get hurt physically as well, but, you know, we have to go through a healing process. Physically, we break a leg, we break an arm, we go to the doctor for healing. But really, the healing part comes with time. They can fix the break, they can set the break, they can repair it, but it's not healed. Healing comes with time. And to God, as we've looked before, time is a whole different aspect to Him than it is to us. But there are three things I want for us to take away from this idea of healing our hurts about God that we can find strength and confidence in. Number one is, we will ask, does He care? Does He even know? I'm letting you know this morning, God is aware. God is aware. And I know that may seem oversimplified, but really, we need to be reminded of that in ourselves, and we need to remind others of that. A gentleman by the name of James McDonald said this: choose to sin, then you choose to suffer. When God says don't, really, what He's really saying is don't hurt yourself. Psalms 34:18 is a passage of David having immense spiritual, mental, emotional hurt and needing healing. But Psalms 34:18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So when we wonder, is God there? The psalmist says, yes, He is. God is near the brokenhearted. Broken in spirit, broken spiritually bankrupt, as Matthew 5:3 would tell us, that we're poor in spirit. And that's when we realize how close God is to us. It's been said before that it's needless If you not drift apart, it's needless to ask who's who. Because we know he is secure. He is steadfast. He is firm. We like to think we have those traits, but we struggle. Scripture like these assures us that God is close to those who are hurting and that he is capable of saving and healing them. I'm reminded of the scene from Dances with Wolves, where, remember, the young boys go to John Dunbar's fort, little lodge that he's in, and they steal his horse. And they're going to make heroes out of us. They're running, you know, riding away, and they steal his horse, and all of a sudden the horse stops as the one kid's pulling it along. And jerks the kid off the horse. He falls down and breaks his arm. And he's like, or dislocates it at least. And he's there, and the other two come back, and the one's trying to help him, you know, and he's like, get away from me, get away. Aren't we that way many times when we hurt? Not just emotionally, or not just physically, but get away from me. But even more so when we're hurting emotionally or mentally. Get away from me. The very times that maybe we should be going and offering, we're giving the strong arm to them and saying, get away, back off. I just need some time. I do agree with the time part. We already talked about that. But when they're trying to help you heal, whether it's emotionally, spiritually, or even physically, to get that back into shape, we have to understand that help needs to be there. And maybe perhaps more times than not that help is there, we're just pushing it away. But God is capable of, and what I like about in this passage, this verse specifically, is why I used it, is he is capable of not just healing them, but of saving them. The verse could have just said, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. And stop. It could have said, just stop there. But it says, and it saves those who are crushed in spirit. Those that realize, that come to the realization that without God, we are nothing. And so when we're wondering if God is aware, I think maybe the main question is we ought to ask is, are we aware? Are we aware? Jeremiah 17:14 says, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are my praise. So, do we need healed? Is there anyone here that needs healed? Healing of any sort. Healing of any sort. Absolutely. Is there anyone here that needs saved? We all need saved. We may be saved, or as Scripture refers to it, as being saved. But God can heal, and God can save. For you are my praise. God is always aware of our situation. How much are we aware of our situation? It's such a wonderful thing to know that our God, the God of the universe, the God of all creation, is aware of our trouble. That he's aware of our hurt. And that he has made the opportunity for us to be healed. This verse is a direct plea to God for healing, reminding us that he is the source of our healing. But then don't forget the very last few words in this verse. Is that he is also our reason for praise. If God is healing you or has healed you, praise him. If God is saving or has saved you, praise him. What in all areas of our life, praise Him. I'm letting you know God is aware. Not only is God aware, but God is active. What if we only do something? I'm guaranteeing you, God is doing something. We talked about that time thing, but it's not in our timing, it's in His timing. God is active. Psalm 147:3 says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. What a reminder that is for us to be assured that God is actively working to heal our emotional, our mental, our physical, and our spiritual, and any type of pain that we are having and going through. He is actively working on. But again, so He offers medicine for healing, physically, spiritually, mentally. But that medicine doesn't do any good to leave it in the jar. God's word does no good to just leave it on the shelf. He's trying to speak to us. And He does that through His word. But He is actively working. He is actively doing therapy on us. Mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever that may be, God is actively working in our lives to heal us. But the question is then, how active are we in that working? Isaiah 61:1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and freedom to prisoners. So now all of a sudden we went from the brokenhearted to now the some spiritual things, some emotional things, some mental things, and give freedom to prisoners. Maybe this is just those that are encapsulated and wrapped up in sin and the bondage thereof. Or maybe it's actual prisoners that just need to be known that they are cared for, that they can be helped, that they have options. And so not only is God actively working, but He is actively involved in your life. Stop for just a few moments and consider all the things that we call coincidences, or things that happen to us that, boy, that sure was a blessing, a good thing. This is God being actively involved in our lives. So that we can find healing, so that our broken hearts can be restructured and liberating those that are bound, whether it's physical or it's spiritual. Jeremiah 30 verse 17 says, "For I will restore you to health, and I will heal you of your wounds." Now, not preaching a health and wealth gospel here, but I will say this, and I think this is ultimately what's going on. Can God take care of your physical ailments? Yes. Does He always choose to? No. Why is that? Right? I never met the gentleman. Some in here are related to him, but Kenny Peters always used to talk about his grandpa, who would, when he would get a pebble in his shoe, no matter what time of the day it was, he would leave that pebble in his shoe all day long, so that at the end of the day he could say, "Oh, how good that felt to finally get that out." Now, I just would have more tendency to want to stop and get it out immediately. But let's just say, so we go through this life, and it hurts our whole life. But what that's going to do is make heaven so much better. So much better. And so as we look at that, the Lord wants to heal us. And for those that are faithful to Him, He will heal us. It may not be on this, remember, it's all about God's timing. It may be in eternity, in heaven. But He will grant an ultimate healing to us. And it's good for us to remember that God is actively restoring us to wholeness, both physically, emotionally, added in spiritually. He will restore us. And the last thing I want to share this morning is that God is accessible. God is accessible. Benjamin Franklin said this: sin is not hurtful because it is forbidden, but it is forbidden because it is hurtful. Isaiah 53:5 says, "But he was pierced through for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourgings we are healed." Now, it's not because of that that we have a cut or a scrape that'll heal. He's talking about our spiritual healing here. But what I want for us to understand is that because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross, God is not only aware, God is not only active, God is made accessible to us. All these things that God is doing are made available to us through His Son. The prophet Isaiah highlights the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and how His suffering is the source of our healing. So there's a story of an African safari. This gentleman was on and he saw an old mama giraffe taking care of her offspring. Shortly after this giraffe was born, the mother went over and kicked the baby. It looked like she was really hurting the baby, the guy said. Then the mom did it again. He's like, somebody can go up there and help that baby out. Each time the little giraffe would get off on its wobbly legs and try to walk and run away from its mother. And the mother just sat there, or stood there, continually kicking the little giraffe. Finally, it got up pretty rapidly and started to run away from the kicks. The guy was asked, why did that mother giraffe do that? The guy answered, the only defense that little baby giraffe has is the ability to get up quickly and to outrun its predator. And it can't do that. If it can't do that, it will soon die. You know, there's many things in our life that look like a very cruel thing is happening. Right? To see a mother kicking its baby. I don't suggest that for any moms here. But in the case of this giraffe, it was really the most loving thing that this mother could do. You know, sometimes discipline is the same way. Discipline is given to us for our benefit, as Hebrews tells us. It's given to us to let us know that God is aware. It's there to let us know that God is active. And it's also there to let us know that God is accessible. How do we know that? Because here's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And when we take this life, and it gets hard, and there's at times it will, and unfortunately, and I'm sorry personally, for as much as I can be, it's obvious that there are some people that their entire life is just hard in some facet or another. I feel bad for them. But some of that's due to self-infliction. And some of that's based on self-reliance. But I know good Christians that have also just had a rough life. Why that is, I'm not God. But I do know this. God desires to help and to heal those that are hurting. This passage involves those who are weary, this Matthew passage, that those are weary and those are burdened, so that they will find rest. Not just a reprieval for the day, but so that they will find eternal rest in Jesus Christ. That's what we're here this morning to offer, is healing. Not that we have anything special to give you. Right? There's certain people that have all sorts of things. Right? Amy, you've got, you know, you're having trouble sleeping, she did you this. Right? You're itching over here, she did you this. You know, whatever. Everybody wants to help. But I'm letting you know there's one that absolutely can't. And that's Jesus Christ. He wants to heal your brokenheartedness. Whether that is physical, emotional, mental, financial, spiritual, whatever it is, Jesus can and will help. But you have to ask him for that help. Go to him. Seek him out. Seek. Ask. Actually, ask, seek, and knock. And he'll be there. If you're here this morning and you're hurting, God wants to help with that. If you're here this morning and you're really hurting spiritually, we can help with that right now. Not that I'm the answer, not that anyone else here is the answer, but the Lord is the answer. He's given us the plan to heal those that are crushed. This world takes a terrible toll on many, many people, and the Lord wants to heal us. And we may never get total, complete healing. Right? I remember years ago when I drove a ground rod through my hand. Doctor said, oh, in about 6 weeks it'll be healed. Well, what they meant by that was the stitches all came out, and it wasn't all gaping open or anything like that. But you know, even to this day, when it gets cold and starts to rain, that thing itches like crazy. You know why? Because it's not really healed. It may be better, but it's not totally healed. But God wants to give us complete healing, and it may not come on this earth, may not come on this planet, but it will come when he opens heaven gates and says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You want to begin that walk today? Come to him with a belief in Jesus Christ, of repentance of our sin, confessing Jesus Christ as Lord, being immersed into that watery grave of baptism, and arising to walk in the newness of life, and then do our best to be as faithful as we can be. Will faithfulness mean that all of our woes will go away? No. Actually, it might bring more different woes upon us. But guess what? Our Savior wants to heal those too. Come to Him before it's eternal. Please stand.